My most memorable English language learning experience would be happened in my undergraduate study program of the University English, because there the teacher taught us like how we could write essays or papers, and this actually departs quite a lot from my secondary school experience, which only focused on the examination oriented English paper. And so I think it's what teacher taught us on an English language is very useful at that moment, and also it also very useful for me in pursuing my university degree, and also later, like maybe at work or like when I have to write some papers or write some report, it's very useful. So I think it's quite memorable. And also I think the way that how the teacher taught us is very important, because I think she paid really close attention on how to really teach us English, not just like passively to teach us how we should write or how we should talk, but she care all of us and have some individual consultation at that time. So it made me quite memorable for that learning experience.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
To talk about English reading experience, I think it also happened in university, because when I was in secondary school, I think reading is very boring for me, but then in university, I exposed to quite a number of books and some very interesting readings, although it's actually from academic readings. The reading, however, is very interesting and very useful for my studies, and actually it stimulates my interest towards urban planning. And actually that reading experience is about reading Jane Jacobs' book on the death and life of great American cities. And that reading experience actually let me know that readings do not have to be very difficult, but it could also be quite easy to understand. But then what is most important is the content of the passage. So what I get from the message make that experience very memorable. Thank you.
So how did you come across this book?
This book is actually the required reading of one of the course of sociology.